Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. Now, I know this isn't going to be the most popular episode as far as downloads, but it's important because one of the most important skills that you can develop as a student and then as a resident and then as an attending or whatever is your ability to stay organized and get all of your tasks done, how to get shit done, keeping your to-do list manageable and not missing things and missing deadlines or meetings or projects, how to stay on top of things. And to be honest, I personally used to really struggle with this because I'm kind of like scattered in my brain. And when residency started for me, I started getting in trouble because I was missing things. I was showing up at the wrong place for something or missing like a last second change in plans. Oh, conference is going to start 15 minutes sooner for this like super important announcement. And then you show up on time and everyone stares at you as you walk in late, not realizing that I had to come in earlier, or, you know, I'd get stuff turned in late. It was a problem for me, but I was able to fix it. I've actually gotten very good at this. This week, I'm going to tell you how I personally did it. And I'm just going to be honest, organization now is probably one of my biggest strengths. I can get shit done, right? I'm on top of things and I'm going to teach you how. And I'm going to say this before we get started. Once you do this, you are not going to go back to your old ways because my brain is so relaxed and not burdened now with these tasks and trying to remember things and feeling overwhelmed and what did I miss? My creativity is way boosted. I sleep like a baby. I sleep like 8 to 9 hours a night. I did it all through residency. I know exactly where I need to be and when, and it's easy. An organized life is so, so much easier. So what you're going to need is your kind of core personal email account that you want to be your main email account, and you need to set it up and kind of clean it up. And you're going to need a calendar app and a contacts app on your phone. That's it. Email, calendar, contacts. Now, step one, you're going to set up your email. Your email is going to be your personal organizational framework. This is critical. And so what you're going to do, I need you to delete all the crap in your email right now. All of the random folders, just clean it all up. And I want you to make 5 folders. Work, personal, finances, coupons if you're a couponer, and articles if you're a nerd. This is your archive. After much trial and error, those are the 5 folders that I actually use. Work, personal, finances, coupons, and articles. And the key, the absolute key to this is you only put things in these folders that have been fully addressed, read, completed, and you basically just need to save it and archive it, either for like record keeping or for referral in the near future. But it's done. It's been addressed. So for example, in my work folder from years and years and years ago, way at the bottom of the folder, I have my NPI number, your doctor number, and it's archived way in the back from when I first became a resident. But I would also put things in there like the house address for a journal club in the next month. And then once journal club was over, I'd delete it out. But that's step one. You need to set up your email framework and you're going to build this kind of archive specifically for things that you've completed. All right. So now step two, you have your template kind of built. You're probably going to have other email accounts still. So like a med school email, a residency email. And ideally, and this isn't always possible, like right now with my work job, I'm not allowed to respond to emails with my non-work email. Like it's not allowed. I get in trouble. But ideally, if that's not what's going on with you, you set up what's called forwarding, and you're going to forward all of these other emails to your main email hub. You want one email account that's kind of like your primary account. You want access in one account to everything that people are sending you. Set up email forwarding because you don't want to be in the position where you miss an email because somebody sent it to the wrong address that you never check because no one ever sends stuff to that. Everything needs to be in one spot, one big pile. And I'm going to briefly touch on this here. Not only is this for emails that get sent to me, but every week, and this is maybe like a little weird, but I also send emails to myself. It's kind of like my personal to-do list. And I'll type out a message. I'll be like, Zach, please change the oil in your car. I attached a coupon, something like that. And I'll send it to myself and it'll be in my inbox, a message from me to me. And usually I'll kind of do one separate email per project. I'm trying to like unload tasks from my brain and send it to this big inbox brain pile because my brain is small. If I have a project that is 10 steps and it's going to last a month, like when I did when you like credential for your job eventually, I don't try to remember it or what stage I'm at. I email myself an email that says, Zach, here's the 10 steps to credentialing. Boom, 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 boom. And then every time I complete one, I reply to myself, hey, Zach, good job. You finished this step. Or the other thing I'll do, I'll even send notes to myself like, hey, Zach, you had a run-in with that consultant again. And I'll do it like that night. This is exactly what happened. This is specifically what they said in quotes, what time it happened. And then I just forget about it. I throw it into the archive. I mentally try to clear stuff like that so I'm not stewing on it. This is all in email and it's searchable. And if anything ever comes up in the future, I have documentation in folders. All of this to say is you've turned your email account into this giant mega pile of tasks and thoughts, right? You're mentally just trying to unload all of this. You don't need to sign into your other email accounts now because they're all forwarded. You don't need to worry about forgetting anything. You wrote it all down. It's in that inbox pile. Now, step three. The first time you do this, it's going to be a little bit hard, but it's going to be easier once you stay on top of this. You need to organize and complete the pile. So basically, you have these five empty folders, right? And then you have this huge inbox list of emails, 100 emails, let's say, stuff and your crazy thoughts and your tasks, this big pile containing everything. And now you're going to start organizing it. And the first time you do this, again, it's going to take some time. But basically, all junk emails, subscriptions, stuff I don't want, don't read, stuff I've never signed up for. Like, oh, wait, okay, I'm going to give you a quick pearl here. I probably shouldn't say this. I didn't even put this in the script. But like, if you ever go to like the ASAP conference and, you know, you get like a Tootsie Roll, if you scan your badge, don't take the Tootsie Roll because for the love of God, I went to ASAP once and I get so much, just endless amounts of junk email. Like when you sign up for ASAP, just put it into like, just make up the email. Do not, please, for the love of God, do not give your information to vendors at these conferences. Anyways, that was a side topic, but whatever. You're going to have all this junk email and subscriptions and stuff that you don't want and you never signed up for. You got hooked into it somehow at a conference you're probably never going to want to see again. And at the bottom of those emails, there's usually a spot that says unsubscribe. And for every single one of those, I click unsubscribe. And after I unsubscribe it, I delete. And I do that as fast as possible. And that's usually like over, let's say, 60 out of the 100 emails, and you have 40 emails left. And the other thing you can do is if there's no unsubscribe button, by the way, is reply to the email and say, I don't want to be on this mailing list. Please take me off. And usually they'll take you off. And if they send you another one, be like, I want to talk to your manager. Take me off of this. Usually you can get off all the mailing lists. I'm just kind of like OCD like that. Anyways, maybe now you have 40 emails left. Maybe it's a coupon or a nice note from a family member or a cool nerdy article that you read. But you've kind of like read it once and you don't really, you're not going to read it again like in the next hour or so. And so that's what you use your folder archive for. So you take your coupons and you're going to put them in your coupon folder. And that article, you're going to put it in your articles folder. And you're going to archive all of that. So that's maybe 10 more emails. Now you have 30 emails left, right? If the email is a date or an address or a phone number that I need to remember or like an event, you put that in your calendar or your contacts app, and then you delete the email. Or you can put it in one of those folders, but usually you delete it. And now that's maybe you have 20 emails left now. If it's an email that requires a quick response, like a few minutes or less, please RSVP or please send me this file or something. Really quick emails, send a quick response, and then delete, right? all of the quick stuff is done and moved out of your mega inbox pile left. Now, step four, you should only have maybe like 5 to 10 emails left. And these are all emails that should be needed and they're not junk, but they take more than just a few seconds to kind of disposition. And that's your real to-do list now. At any time, I have between now 0 and 5 emails in my inbox. For example, Zach, you need to get your TB shot and then hand in the form. And don't forget, you need to get it read in 48 hours. And so then the next time I drive over to work, even on days off, I get the shot. And then 48 hours later, I get it read and I get my form signed. And I turn it in and I delete the email. And that task is done. Let's say an attending does that annoying thing where they're like, hey, we're just going to have, this 5-minute talk at conference. Please read 3 hours worth of articles prior to conference so we can discuss, right? You've gotten these. So I spend, let's say, maybe 15, 30 minutes, whatever, and I'll read it. And then I archive that in the work folder so that when I'm in conference and they're talking about something obscure, I can pull it out of the work folder, have it up on my computer. Or if it's like a really good article that I actually want to save, I'll put it in my articles folder. And, I respond if I need to, but then I otherwise delete the email or archive the email and the task is done. And then step 5 is really simple. Once you've gone through those first 4 steps, you kind of just stay on top of it forever. And that's it. Every day, just kind of check your email and you're going to like delete the crap, unsubscribe from crap, respond to stuff, archive what you need to in those 5 folders. And then kind of just work at keeping that pile to a minimum and keep things manageable. You've built basically a searchable archive because like emails have search features in it. So everything you might ever need in the future is documented and archived in those folders. Dates are saved to your calendar. Phone numbers and addresses are in your contacts app. And you're done. Now just kind of tweak this over time and make it work for you. Maybe you need a 6th folder or something. But you're organized now. And now just a few miscellaneous tips. So again, I mentioned this before, but if I have an issue, if something happens at work, and when you're in residency or med school, you know this, like there's things that happen that you're just like, oh, that was kind of like a big deal. Like when something happens, let's say you're talking on the phone to a consultant and they are like a complete jerk and they're chewing you out and you kind of find yourself stewing on that. I don't let it simmer. I write myself a professional sounding email. Not ranting, just with quotes and times. And I very professionally, almost like it's, it's like going to be read in court or something, even though it won't be, but you just document what happened. And then you email it to yourself and you store it like in your work folder if it happened at work. And so in this way, I'm not only finishing my tasks, I'm also unloading situations from my brain and kind of documenting them at the same time, saving mental energy. And I'm clearing brain space and just, again, you have this searchable documentation of everything that happened. So in the future, if you, let's say that you rotate with this attending, right? And for, 3 years of medical school, they were saying all this inappropriate stuff to you, and then something happens and they fail you. You can be like, well, here's, nothing like this is going to happen to you. I'm not saying that, but, it's useful to have an archive of that kind of stuff. I will also say sometimes with bigger tasks like applying for jobs or coordinating a lecture between multiple people or credentialing, like I said, those types of emails are the ones that really tend to like sink down in your inbox and kind of anchor there. And because those are the projects that take the most time to complete. But what happens is by having them in your inbox every day where it's just standing alone and you can't get rid of it, it just reminds you, make just a little bit of progress on this. It's this constant just visual reminder every morning or whatever that something's not completed. And typically, I usually complete these things like much faster than any of my other colleagues who don't do this because I just kind of chip away a little bit at a time. It's kind of like playing hot potato. You do your part of the lecture and you send it off and you send it to the other people and then you wait for it to bounce back. If you do this, you're just going to be able to stay on top of things very well and always have your piece of whatever done. And this is going to make your life so easy and your program administrator is going to love you and your future job is just going to love you for just being on top of stuff. That's my approach to getting shit done. Stay organized. You won't miss anything. Your brain will be free for creativity and learning. And again, your work, they're going to respect you more. You're going to have less stress. It's going to be great. That's exactly how I've been doing it since medical school, basically, or since the very beginning of residency, and it works extremely well. Set up your main email account, get everything forwarded and sent into a giant inbox pile, complete an archive and organize that pile, and try to have anywhere from 0 to 5 emails in that actual inbox that's your true to-do list, even if it's an email to yourself at any given time. Very simple, actually. And before this episode's over, that kind of wraps it up. But again, I want you to go ahead and add EM Clerkship on Facebook. And specifically, it's not so I can like torment you with like ads or posts. But again, I want to start doing like an office hours type thing once we get enough followers. Basically, where if I'm sitting in my office and I'm like studying or writing emails, at least I'll kind of be there on camera. And if you ever have questions or you need to chat about something, I'm right there and we can talk. So let me have any issues if you're finding like the EM Clerkship Facebook group. To be honest, like I used to not use Facebook that much. It just seemed like the right platform to do in office hours on when I was comparing between like Twitch and YouTube Live. So go ahead and add EM Clerkship on Facebook. And until next week, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.